Music is such an important part of so many of our lives, sounds in general. There are even certain sounds we're drawn to or that we kind of, almost scrunch our shoulders. I'm thinking of like fingernails down the chalkboard, but that just drive us up the wall. Sounds are incredible. And I don't know if you've ever had a moment where you've been in the house and the power's gone off, and as you're in your home and that brief moment of silence, and then when everything comes back on, you hear the refrigerator humming now and the vent, maybe air coming through it. But how amazing to just be in that moment where you can connect to a stillness. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I wanted to take some time today to kind of play with sound. This is something I do with my one-on-one clients and also talk about with my Mastering Intuition students, but the power of sound to shift your mood, to shift your energy. If you felt like you're stuck, if you feel like you just can't get a clear thought, maybe it's writer's block, creator's block, maybe it is just, you know, your mood might be a little down and you're looking for that pep up. Let me know, are there certain songs that you listen to that lift your spirits? Do share them in the comments, because I'm always so excited to find new songs. Back when I had my Inside of the Moon membership, we would incorporate music and we talk about and share different pieces that really helped connect with the moon that week. And I miss that. So I want to bring it back a little bit here with Inklings. And hey, by the way, if we haven't met yet, my name is Irina Miller. I'm an energy alchemist and a spiritual life guide and astrologer. And I love sharing with you the sacred practices and techniques that enable you to follow your heart's calling in this lifetime. And sound is a big one. So I want to just play with the singing bowl. And this is the sound that love makes. And I'm going to play it. And hopefully you can hear it. I think the way that I'm streaming today, you can. So just let me know in the comments if you can hear the sound of the beautiful crystal bowl. I have it near my mic, but I'm also kind of at a funny angle. There we go. Not used to doing it this high. I'm gonna lower it just a little bit. And allow the sound to wash over you. There's a beautiful practice of sound baths. And I was very blessed once upon a time to wander into a very well-known artist in her sound bath. And she had crystal bowls of all sorts and sizes, and the metal, beautiful Tibetan singing bowls, and chimes, and a whole host of ways to make sound to shift the body. So just notice how this shifts your heart, your mind. So that's a singing bowl. You might even have an experience with a sound healer physically where they place the bowl on your chest or your solar plexus. Another way that I love to work with my clients is with tuning forks. And what we're doing is we're tuning into a specific frequency, just like you would a radio station to get jazz music or R&B or pop. We're looking at the different frequencies and sounds to shift the emotions within us so that we can find that note. So sound today, this particular tuning fork, it's 174 hertz. And what it does is it helps clear your space of any negativity, to reduce pain, to reduce anxiety. And I'm going to play it. It's a little quiet compared to the singing bowl. And I just want you to imagine that I'm there with you and I'm just bringing the tuning fork around your body. So there we go. I'm tuning into right shoulder for anyone who's listening right now, just picking up something around the right shoulder. We're just clearing right now. Lots of different ways to work with the tuning fork, especially when we're looking to find the edge of someone's energy field, their auric field. You can use a tuning fork to find the edge of it. And the way that you do that, now it's getting louder, now that we're really playing, is that it feels like if you imagine a pool or a hot tub that has a little jet of water coming through it, you're moving through the water and water feels like water. And then all of a sudden you come across this stream that's a little bit more intense. And as you come across that more powerful force of water being pushed in through the jet, you can feel the difference in that forcefulness of the water. There's like a little bit of pushback, resistance. It's the same thing with the tuning fork. So when I use a tuning fork with my clients, I can find, just like a masseur and masseuse, energetic knots within the energy field around them. And then we'll stay and we'll work there. So 12 years old comes up with the shoulder, something about throwing baseball. So just saying hello to that. If anybody watches this later on and connects with that, if that resonates, we're just working on that little energetic knot. And there's more to it than that. There's a story that goes behind it, the emotion and the energy that's attached to it of wanting to be there, to do your best for the adults involved, to show up, to be present, to do them proud or make them proud. So I just want to acknowledge that. I'm not going to go deep into a full healing session, but it's amazing how the energy around you, just like the rings in a tree, tell a story. So I was working with the tuning fork with a client and I said, oh my gosh, you broke your ankle when you were six. There's a story there. What happened? Sure enough, she'd run out into the street and she'd gotten hit by a car. Oh my God, can you imagine? She was okay other than the broken ankle, but I could feel the broken ankle at 6 years old within her field. And that's just from simply using the tuning forks. And of course, intuitive abilities, because you're reading the energy and you're telling the story that this knot is bringing. Now, why is it important to bring this up now? Well, that's something in our body, our energy body, that can inhibit us from certain activities. It might make us more fearful of cars or running into the street, or it might hold us back from taking a leap of faith. It's interesting how these things can show up. So we did singing bowl, we did tuning fork, and I'm going to pop off for a moment because I want to get the chimes. And I love these chimes. These are the Koshi chimes. I really hope that you can hear the sound. I'm doing this via StreamYard, so I can see some of you watching, but I can't see who's commenting yet. So definitely, if you comment, make sure that you've given StreamYard permission for your name to be seen. But these beautiful chimes, so soothing. I have four that are connect to each element: earth, air, fire, and water. And if you were to tune in, we'll play a little game, a little intuition game. If you were to say, okay, which element does this feel like? And you can place your hand on your heart or on your solar plexus and ask your higher self, tune into your energy and see, does this energy feel like water? Does it feel like air? Does it feel like earth? Does it feel like fire? Okay, hold on to what you think it is. And it's earth. Very grounding, very calming. Now that was hard because you didn't get to listen to any of the other sounds. I'll have to play them another time. But the beauty of sound is that it shifts the molecules, the cellular composure of water within your body. Dr. Emoto went through this whole process and experiment with the hidden messages in water, where you can actually see how music, words, thoughts, intentions, environments shift your body. The practice of noticing these energy frequencies and sound is called cymatics, C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. And this is something I go deep into in my Mastering Intuition program. But I wanted to give you just a little taste of the sound so that you know how many different ways that you can engage with sound to shift your energy, and how I work with my clients to help them claim the life they were born to live, to release these old memories, these ancestral beliefs that have kept them playing small or kept them hiding their light. All right. If you have ever experienced sound healing before, let me know. Have you been to a sound bath? Have you had healing done with tuning forks before? One fun thing is when I was in Sedona, Arizona, I went for a healing energy session and the gentleman used his voice. And I had just been for a hike and I felt so badly because he literally put his mouth like within inches of my feet. I'm like, not by my stinky feet. And he sang and it was so beautiful and so moving. So you can even use the power of your own voice. Try this with your animals, your fur babies. They respond so well. I have my little Kira in here who's always drawn to it. When my doggy Kira was going through a very scary time, she was very sick and we didn't know what was happening with her. Later on, we did find out, thank goodness, and she's doing okay. But I used sound healing to help her as well as Reiki. Hello, Joanna. So glad to have you hop on. So yeah, I'm curious. Have you had, oops, wants to jump right back in the chime. I really, truly hope that you were able to hear the sounds, that you're able to receive a little healing today from this particular frequency. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you. Have an amazing day. If this has been helpful for you, please do share it with a friend. And if you subscribe, I'm so thankful because that enables me to continue to do this work and to share it with others to get the word out. Because if we can shift this world into a place where we can bring more joy, when we can bring more laughter, when we can bring more hope, all the better. We really need it. All right. Have an amazing day and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye guys. Thanks for playing.